ABC Radio Australia.
Now, social media is often blamed for eroding traditional culture, but two young women in PNG are flipping the script. They're using TikTok to teach their Enga dialect to people on social media. And as Jordan Fennell reports, one linguistics expert believes that this is the pathway forward to preserving Indigenous language.
Hi, guys.
Hello.
So today we'll be teaching you how to greet people in the Engen language.
Sisters Lisa Marie and Emily Papa are teaching TikTok users basic phrases in their Enga dialect.
We want to say morning in Enga, we say
Yongam.
Good morning.
Yongam ere.
Lisa Marie says they started the lessons as a way to share their native language, not only in Papua New Guinea, but with the rest of the world.
We're starting off with the basics first, and then we're moving on to pronouns, and the deeper we get in, like, we do it in parts, so we'll be heading to that direction.
So far, the girls have posted 5 videos teaching their language, and one of those videos has already been watched 84,000 times. And they say that people on TikTok have an appetite for more.
They have been requesting for more tutorials, and we're really happy to teach them more.
Papua New Guinea has over 800 languages, and many are endangered of being lost. Australian National University linguistics expert Dr. Danielle Barth says this is the first time that she's seen people attempt to keep their language going through TikTok.
I think it's a great idea, especially for languages where we don't have heaps of resources or language textbooks and things like that. TikTok's a great way to do it. People get engaged with it. And I can clearly see that there's a lot of good pedagogical choices in what they're doing. They've got the words repeated in 2 different voices. They've got them written out. They're using them in a sentence. So I think that there's been a lot of good thought going into constructing what it is that they're doing. Even though we say it's just TikTok, this is really well thought out.
Dr. Barth says that often when new domains like social media and TikTok appear, it can lead to language change. But she says that's not a bad thing.
Even though people like to complain about language change and, oh, young people these days, this is how they talk, blah, blah, blah. It's actually it's a sign of a really healthy language if it does change. So having new things to communicate about helps keep our languages healthy and changing and growing.
And she's hoping that improvements can be made to the affordability and access to social media and smartphones in PNG so that ways of sharing language can continue to grow.
I think it's really important that people in PNG can take their language into their own hands and promote their languages themselves.
For Lisa Marie and Emily Papa, they say that the response to their videos has been really positive and they're looking forward to sharing more.
Some people commented and asked if we could do it for other provinces, but we replied and said, we're from Enga, so we're doing Enga, and you guys can do it for your own provinces.
And they hope that other young people around PNG will follow their lead.
For other young people to follow our example and showcase their culture and be proud of who they are as Papua New Guineans.
That was Lisa Marie speaking there with her sister Emma Papa to Hilda Wayne, with additional reporting by Jordan Fennell.